Hello, you sons of bitches. Welcome to the fucking Angry Birds fucking piss in the fucking Angry Birds fucking movie. My name is Josh, and that intro was from my own seething rage. I am joined by my co-host, Keaton.
Hi, Josh.
Hi. Designer of this so fun game, Kirby.
Okay.
And how to describe my other guest in words that are acceptable? Cowardly, perhaps. Chelsea, introduce yourself.
I'm looking around behind me for whoever you must be talking about.
Kirby, get started with the game.
You salty boy.
Okay. Ooh, feel a little pressured now. So we're back in media res, and everyone is running out of the cave with the hell gnomes behind them, and they grab onto one of Jellybean's wheels, and Josh grabs Jellybean and tries to pull him away, and both of them get pulled under this giant horde of ceramic gnomes. And as everyone is running, anyone who looks back sees, like, flames come up and this giant demon come out of the ground and swallow them whole.
Josh protecting, no!
Josh protecting Jellybean to the very end.
Chelsea, don't say that like you didn't do this.
What? What are you even talking about?
Your tweet.
It's Keaton's fault for getting immunity.
It was the gnomes. Yeah.
Okay, my bad.
Here's what happened outside of the fantasy world. All right, I post the poll, little normal poll, and today I went on a trip to London. I met my best friend, Julian, lovely time. And on the way there, I'm checking the poll, and things are great. The people love Jellybeans. I'm not saying necessarily the people hate Garrett, but you could draw that conclusion. But the people are loving Jellybeans. Hardly anyone is voting for Jellybeans, is what I'm saying. Okay? So on the way back, I have a look at Twitter, and there's suddenly a skew in the polls. I take a look at Chelsea's Twitter page, and I see not only one. I see not only one, but two shares of the poll. Blatantly asking people to vote for Jellybeans.
I'm looking out for my boy.
I checked the timeline again, and previous contestant to this game, Hank, a bitter, jealous person.
Wait, what?
Has also posted, hey, vote for Jellybeans. All right.
Aw, Hank.
And now, I checked the poll minutes before ending, and you bastards have managed to get 1 point over 51% for Jellybeans.
What? Oh.
All right.
Josh, I would like to say, I don't think this should be taken personally, because people didn't ask the viewers to vote for Jellybeans. They asked the listeners to vote you off of your own podcast.
I would love if that's what really
tipped the scales, is when Garrett did that.
If that had just been it, that would be fine. But sweet little Jellybeans was beloved by the listeners, all right? I know this. I'm not angry with them. Everybody loved Jellybeans. He had all his antics. He had fun. He was doing tricks. He was eating Jellybeans. He had two little buttholes. And,
too many buttholes.
Josh, I don't want to say this is all your fault, but you did design the game.
I'm aware of that. But what I did not design was betrayal, Kirby. I did not design a knife for my own back.
You didn't protect your child. Chelsea did all she could to protect her child.
Josh, you gave yourself the mechanical opportunity to be eliminated from your own game.
I did, but here's the thing, and I didn't expect this to happen.
You never saw it.
I fell so deeply in love with little Jellybeans. And I staunchly believe that the public did so as well. And that they are going to be devastated by this poll having been corrupted by Chelsea's depraved followers.
Whoops.
Let me just say this. I'm going to do everything in my power to ensure that Garrett dies a painful death and loses this game, Chelsea.
Whoa.
All right.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Well, I'm afraid he actually could... That's a pretty real possibility if he's staying on this episode.
Tomorrow's poll is going to say, vote for which pet you like, the wonderful Jibs or horrid racist Garrett.
Wait... The only racist around here is JB.
Wait.
Not anymore, apparently.
Are we doing a poll for this episode if one of us earns immunity?
There's no immunity in this episode.
Oh, boy.
So the game doesn't matter.
What do you mean the game doesn't matter?
Well, so winning the actual game.
There's going to be consequences today.
Yeah.
I am the only one that hasn't been chopped up here, right?
No, I'm the only one that has been chopped up here.
Well, JB's dead, dude.
Yeah, he got engulfed by a demon. He didn't get chopped up.
I bet the demon chopped him up with his teeth. His poor little buttholes.
A little wild assumption.
Don't you how dare you talk about JB's buttholes?
Rest in peace, buttholes.
Can I get one last JB for the boys?
Thank you, Keena. Respectful JB would be beautiful at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
JB!
Oh, JB! What up, JB? JB!
Can we get a 21 JB salute?
No, that's too many.
Okay, fine.
That was so beautiful.
Okay, so, everyone's sprinting out of this cave. The Undertaker's like, oh dear god, this is terrible! Absolutely horrible! I loved that little jelly beans thing!
Me too.
Oh, shut up!
You get to this giant door, and the Undertaker says, well, anyways, I still have to do 3 more trips to get paid today, so this is where I'll leave you.
Okay.
This Undertaker's a real son of the bitch.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Why don't you take it easy?
This is kind of rude.
I don't know. I've gotten along in this game by being a dick the whole time, so.
I just feel like you wanted to say the phrase "son of the bitch."
Yeah.
But honestly,
Keaton, are you breaking up with me? Is this
Keaton?
Why are you being so mean?
I'm not your boyfriend.
What do you mean? We've been texting for like 5 minutes.
I texted you 2 numbers to decide the winner of the last episode. I didn't think it was that serious.
I thought we had something numeric.
Wow, Keaton.
Real son of the bitch you are.
Alright, well, you know what? I don't need you in my life anyway. I'm an independent Undertaker who don't need no key.
Yeah, but you get paid by the government, so independent my ass.
Shut up!
Government boy.
And the Undertaker skulks away.
That's how I like to leave my NPCs. Feeling real bad about themselves.
Cold hearted.
So you guys open up this door and walk into this huge cave where there's like rows and rows of seats filled with people listening to this podcast.
Ooh.
And a tall demon lady wearing a business suit says, welcome, everyone.
Thank you.
Are you ready to play?
Yeah, I guess.
My name is Candy, and I'm the host of Rap Up.
Oh, shit. Is this a strip club?
Yeah, that's a stripper name.
No.
I heard one.
Sorry. No, I didn't mean to offend you, Candy. It just sounded like that was about to happen.
This is live television. You can't do this. Okay, get it together. let me tell you the rules of this game.
Okay.
We're gonna have 3 to 5 rounds, and you guys are going to rap each other. Freestyle rap.
What?
Fuck.
We don't judge here, so if you don't wanna do rap or you wanna do some poetic monologue or operatic solo, you can do that as well.
Oh my God.
By the way, we will have one spectator or specter, if you will. Flow and rhythm, come in here, please. Come in your lugubriousness!
Holy fuck.
What?
I'm Flo! And Rhythm!
Reporting for duty!
So these two little demons just drag the old co-host back in. The soul, your immortal soul, Josh.
Wow, welcome back.
I was having a great time in heaven with jelly beans.
Oh, that wasn't heaven.
Well, it was heaven to me because I was with jelly beans. Rhythm.
Aww.
Or Flo.
I like the implication that both jelly beans and Josh went to hell.
Well, they did get eaten by a demon.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Together
well,
forever.
You know, hell, there's nothing they can do to me in hell that's gonna be worse than what happened earlier.
Losing jelly beans.
What are you referring to?
We all know what I'm referring to, Keen.
Oh, you mean when the voters voted you off your own podcast?
Well, that's a way to view it.
And a different way to view is viewing this live television show, not a podcast, but video.
Oh, right.
Like all TV shows that specify they're not podcasts.
If you're only listening to this and not watching it live, then you're doing it wrong.
Open your eyes.
Can we show half a horse on live TV?
We do it all the time.
With dicks hanging out.
Oh, shit.
Well, that's allowed on Demon TV or DVD. That's not how acronyms work.
You're killing it. The Undertaker didn't know about puns. Do you not know about acronyms?
Oh, yeah. I know that guy. I taught him a bunch of things wrong. So, are we ready to begin?
Yeah. Let's do it.
So, one of you will rap, and then the other one will do a counter rap, and you're both rapping about the same topic.
You're gonna give us a topic?
Let's have Josh make him up. He's our special guest.
Oh boy. All right. Let's get this done quick. I gotta get it back to hell.
You gotta find jelly beans back in hell.
Yeah. I mean, now that I think about it, we were both big tortured horribly, so it probably wasn't heaven.
I hate when you forget that. You're like, oh yeah, the torture,
yeah.
Right?
So the subject for the first rap. Okay, is there going to be a few different ones, or is this the one?
You said 3 to 5 rounds.
Oh, okay.
3 to 5 rounds, depending on how quickly someone wins.
I don't even know if I can do one rap, guys.
Yeah, I'm not confident.
What
in
am I?
At all.
What am I? Eminem?
Who's that?
Don't worry about it. Which one is
you? I just heard something from underneath the ground.
It sounded like Eminem's voice from hell.
Oh, yeah, Eminem's in hell. I forgot to mention.
Oh, you saw him down there?
Yeah.
Wait, maybe if we listen carefully, we might be able to hear it again. That one sounded more like earth farts.
That was pretty great. I can't believe we got the entire audience to cooperate there. We they all got really quiet.
The reason it sounds like earth farts is because what they're doing to torture Eminem is they're making him fart all of his raps.
Jesus.
He hates it.
He has to eat a whole bunch of chili and then just fart every single one of his raps.
I guess that makes sense as to why it's called window pane.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I still didn't see it coming.
Okay, well, I guess the first rap battle should be about the Freaky Friday murder mystery situation.
Oh. The whole game? Oh,
I like God. This.
I was thinking a suggestion more like dogs, like one word. Okay, the whole Freaky Friday murder situation.
Dogs!
Okay, here's a compromise. It's going to be about the whole Freaky Friday murder situation and dogs.
Fuck!
Wow, thanks.
Everyone knows you compromise by doing both things.
Good idea, Josh.
Chelsea, I'll stop forgiving you. Not even from hell.
Okay, so do we want to get started?
Chelsea, do you want to go ladies first?
That's legally binding.
Trying to think of even any word, let alone a word that rhymes and has to do with things.
With the second word.
Okay, hold on.
I know a couple words.
You do? Do you want to take my turn? Take my turn for me?
No, I was just bragging.
Oh, shit. Can I call a friend?
Oh, I forgot to mention, but
Lifeline?
You can have your pets rap as well. I hear they can talk.
Yeah, Garrett, do you want to take this one?
Oh, I don't know. I'm a little nervous.
Me too.
Don't worry. Everyone gets embarrassed on public television.
Yeah.
Fuck, I forgot we're being watched and listened to.
I know. I wasn't prepared for this today. I just thought I was going to be listened to.
Why does a fictional audience make me more nervous?
Same. They're really quiet, too.
Dead silent. They're just letting us talk.
I sewed all their mouths shut for that quiet bit. Fuck. I didn't want to say it, but that's how I got them to cooperate.
Damn.
We're really killing this stalling thing.
I know. I'm sitting here thinking, what should I rap about?
Chelsea is a freestyle. It's got to be off the dome.
Oh god. Okay.
I could kill the audience if they're too menacing.
Oh my gosh, please don't.
Oh, Chelsea, would you like one of my famous beats?
I was actually going to ask Jibs if Jibs could do it.
Yeah, it's not going to be as good. He's got horse lips, but...
Oh, okay, well, if you...
he could try if you really want Jibs.
Horse lips, I hear, are good for other things, though.
Sucking his own dick.
Hey, now!
You're an all-star.
Get your game on.
Go play. Wow, looks like everyone wins here. That was a great freestyle, Chelsea.
Thank you.
No. Hold
good,
on.
Right?
Hold We're on. Not working right, together you here. You're competing because one of you is going to die.
All right. Yeah, let's hear it. All right. Here we go, y'all. Everybody ready for this? It's about to happen.
Some performance art here that doesn't seem to be any English words.
Yeah, I mean, Chelsea, even though all great freestyles do start with explaining that you're about to rap for a long time. Maybe
if you need some help, you could always start with the traditional, hey, I'm Candy and I'm here to say... something, 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 something gay.
In the month of May.
I did think about that, Candy. I did think about that.
I did kill the audience, by the way. I just,
Oh, thank you.
That was really fast and silent.
All right, you can go ahead. We're all rooting for you.
Okay, thank you. All right, here we go. My name is Chelsea, and I'm here to say I like to answer riddles every day. We walked through the cave and had a good time,
mm-hmm.
and then we had to think of a rhyme. Then I said, is that enough?
It can be enough if you want.
Okay.
It can be as short or as long as you like.
I'm going to save the rest of my amazing skill for my next round.
Tactical. I like it.
Chelsea, my one note would be, in my presence here as a ghost, in terms of a rap battle against Keaton, it wasn't particularly devastating against Keaton.
You know what? I actually forgot all about that it was supposed to be a diss, because I'm just so positive and nice. I didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Didn't even cross my mind. I just thought, let's talk about our day.
That's really nice. That's really nice. But being nice is actually really, really insulting in demon culture.
Oh my gosh. I'm not sorry at all.
Oh, well, thank you. That at least makes it a little bit better.
Isn't it nice when people can just not be polite?
In this day and age.
Seriously. You know, with all that's going on in the world.
People can just be rude to each other.
That's happening
with all the
today.
Good things that are going on in the world, people can just get together and not be polite.
Just say fuck you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And just put their middle fingers to the sky, or, you know, the backwards peace sign, as they do in England, and just say, fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you, I don't need this noise.
Suck it.
Yeah.
Jib's actually did start to suck it when you said that, so I think you...
Jib, come on, not here, bud, live TV. No, we're being filmed. No, I know, you can do it later, it's fine. We'll go into the dressing room after the show, but I need to rap now. All right, fine. I'll just push you off stage. That's fine. All right, Jibs is off stage right, and he's sucking himself off.
You're a meanie to your pet, I gotta say.
I was just saying he can't suck himself off on live TV.
I don't think that's fair.
You're so hateful to your pet. I just
a meanie.
It's so That's so
I'm being slammed.
Good.
Right
I love
now.
It.
Thank you, Candy.
Oh, Candy.
It's rap time, I believe.
Hit me with it.
Off the dome, I guess. This is going to happen, and it's going to happen now. I wrote a rap about the fucked up Freaky Friday murder situation. The whole thing was disgusting and a gnarly sensation. I didn't like it. I didn't understand it. And I never claimed to. And to Garrett being creepy in the corner, I say, fuck you.
Ooh.
I don't need this noise, you big dumb Josh bird. I have enough Josh in my life, and you shan't be heard.
Wow.
You can fuck off with your weird human penis and your lack of balls, but what I have to say is hit these back walls. I don't know what that means.
I think you asked Garrett to fuck you, but I mean...
I think you might have flowed well.
Garrett was an accident, and I'm not sorry.
Chelsea, I'm going to just say at this point, after the poll, I put little emojis in the poll. I put for Jelly Beans, a cat and a bicycle for the bicycle mm-hmm. wheels. And for Garrett, I put an eagle and an eggplant for Garrett's penis.
I think that hurt him.
Well, you DM'd me as if that was a negative thing. I need to point out, having a penis is the only attribute you gave Garrett.
And that he's
Are
sensitive,
you
which isn't really... You can't demonstrate that in emoji.
There's no sensitive emoji.
He actually has... You should have done a broken heart, and people would have felt bad for him. He actually has two dicks and no butthole.
Where's the second dick come from? This isn't canon.
Did he grow a dick? What the fuck?
I think you should listen to the episode again, because that is something that I said. You
never gave him two
Hold
dicks.
On. I listened to that episode at least 12 times now, and I do not remember that.
Folks, there's going to be another poll under the main spot. It's going to be called Garrett Second Dick Gate. I need to go and vote on that.
Uh-oh. I'm coming in hot with another rap.
Whichever one wins will be canon.
Hold on.
I'm coming in hot with another rap.
It looks
the
like
fact
he
that
might
Chelsea
be
would
hot.
Suggest Garrett has two dicks is fucking whack. He had one dick and no balls, and that was canon. So, don't... Man and... I'm sorry.
Luckily, but don't man him?
That was an unsanctioned rap, so I'm gonna... That doesn't
he should
count.
Lose points.
Oh, delete it from the record.
Oh, well, I'll delete it from the record, alright.
I'll delete you from the record. Come at me, Candy.
Alright, well, you just lost a point.
Yes!
I'm just kidding, I'm giving you a point. I love that.
Hell yeah.
But I'm only giving you a point after taking away that other point, so now you just have 0 points again.
All right, so round one's over. What do we do now?
I would have Josh be the, you know, our guest judge, but I know who he's going to vote for each time, so I'm going to go
little biased.
Just a little. I am going to have to go with Keaton on this one, though, because... His did have some disses in it.
Yeah, that's true.
Bar. It was also, if you notice, about the topic that Josh gave us.
So yeah. Was
which I thought was interesting.
I care more about rhymes than the actual topic, but it does factor in.
I should have let Garrett do it.
Well, you can have him do it next one.
Okay.
Move on to round two, baby. Jibs, are you done over there? Okay, I'm gonna pull Jibs back out. Please, nobody mention the jizz on his face.
Oh.
All right, Jibs, you want to do round two?
Okay.
Now that he's got all his testosterone out of him.
I think since both of these pets have some form of controversy about their own dicks, that should be the subject of the rap.
Okay.
A good old-fashioned rap battle.
Mm. All right, I guess I'll go first.
In this one, size does matter.
Oh,
good.
Length, I should say.
My name is Garrett, and I'm here to say, Keaton is a meanie every day. hold on.
Oh, Jibs. Garrett's going hard.
Jibs has no legs, and that is whack. Don't be jealous of this.
What the fuck, Garrett?
Don't be jealous of this double sack.
Garrett, you don't have any sack.
I have a double sack.
You don't.
I specifically remember Chelsea.
Good job, Garrett.
No,
good job.
I'm going to say, I really like that one.
You roasted them.
I don't like that Garrett said it.
He totally roasted how he doesn't have legs.
Thanks, I don't like how Garrett said not having legs is whack.
That was actually Garrett. Really honest of Garrett, but he doesn't mean any harm.
I feel like Garrett didn't think about the wider social implications.
Well,
we just lost a good 80% of our listeners.
Fuck. Garrett.
It was off the top of my head. I'm sorry.
Yeah, your bigoted head, you fucking bird.
Damn, it must be jelly beans rubbing off on him.
So, Jibs, if you're done with the whole that thing.
God, okay.
I'm gonna do a rap now. This is Jibs' aggressive voice.
Oh, whoa.
Okay.
I didn't know horses could do that.
Listen up.
Holy shit.
I'm not a horse, I'm a half horse. And I'm going to deliver this. And Garrett's going down. You ready? My name's Jibs, and my dick's far superior. You know, Garrett's dick's far inferior.
Damn.
I might be a horse with no legs, but at least I have a normal human penis to peg. This weird feathered motherfucker doesn't know what it's like to have a penis between your legs like a... tandem bike. And you got no ball sack, you freak. You need pretty sperm to come on your face.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
You come at me, I'll hit you with a mace.
Ooh.
That's about enough for me right now. I'm gonna go off stage.
Jibs,
and I'm gonna do my business.
Buddy.
Well, please push me off stage.
Catch me outside.
I'll be right back. I can push him off stage again. Yeah.
Get the horse in the bag.
That's pretty good, actually.
I have to give it to Chelsea on this one.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was that Jib said, but it didn't rhyme with tandem bike. And rhymes are law here, so.
Wow. Well,
Jib said, Garrett doesn't know what it's like with a weird dick, something about a tandem bike. I don't know. I believe it rhymed. It didn't make sense, though.
Oh, there was so many syllables in that second verse that I didn't know it was rhyming with that one.
Yeah,
I thought you had just gone a whole bar.
Candy hates syllables.
He's a very free-form rapper.
Yeah, we hate that.
Oh.
Candy's got a lot of critique for these raps.
I mean, I have to host a show like every day.
Sure, but are you the world's best rapper, Candy?
That's why they call me Candy Rapper.
Oh my god!
More like Candy Unwrapper, because it's that Candy's a stripper name.
I'm gonna kick you off this fucking stage.
Wow, disrespect.
Fight me, bitch.
Wow.
Candy does bite you in the.
I said fight me, not bite me.
I mean, biting is a form of fighting.
Fair enough,
but it's dirty fighting.
By the way, I didn't mention this, but there is a reason we're doing all of this, you know.
Okay. You don't have to mention it if you don't want to.
You're right. We should just skip the plot.
I'm kind of curious, Candy.
You know, behind that door on the other side, that's where the dragon is. You know, the rap god.
Oh, the rap god?
The dragon that guards all of that gold. It's the rap god.
Why is it
called the rap god?
Because his bars are so fire.
Why is he not out here judging this competition?
His gold bars.
That's a little bit of a stretch.
Candy.
I just thought of it. Isn't that great?
it's less good when you really suck yourself off like that.
So here's the thing is that I'm trying to prepare you two, you know, because one of you is going to go fight that, I presume.
Wait,
do they have to rap battle the dragon?
One of them will.
Oh shit!
And then all of us demons will be released from the rap gods.
Garrett and I didn't think we were coming here to fight.
Garrett's a pacifist and a bitch.
You've come all this way.
When Candy's right, Candy's right.
That's true, Keaton.
That's just kind of like stating the same thing twice.
Which makes it more true.
Which makes it more true.
Can't argue with that.
I can't argue with that. You're perfectly, you're spot on. Well, let's do our final round then.
All right. I think the final round has got to.
I'm sorry. I forgot to mention. There is some stakes to this because whoever loses this will lose 60 years of their life.
Oh shit!
I didn't need that.
Oh, their pet will.
Oh no!
Horses. He's been losing blood for a couple days now.
So, you didn't cauterize that?
I didn't cut the legs off. Why is that my job?
It's your baby.
I guess it's not my horse.
That's true.
That wasn't a joke. I don't know why you paused there.
Yeah, you delivered it like a joke, though.
Well, that would have been a horse of a different color.
What do you call a cheesy horse that's not yours? Nacho horse.
Nacho horse.
My favorite part about this show is when Keaton tells a joke to himself and laughs. That happened in the first episode, too, about the same horse. All right, so, Josh, what was your theme for this one?
All right, I think it would be only right to rap about someone that really everyone held dear, a fallen hero.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah,
that radish boy.
No, neither of those. I would like the final rap to that. Poor sweet Jelly Beans.
Oh, that one.
Mm.
Right.
That hero.
I don't know anything about how that cat died.
Well, Candy, you actually don't need to. You're not involved in the rap battle.
Candy,
as much as you love to criticize.
No, I'm just saying that I didn't have anything to do with it. I'm not part of that. I didn't.
What?
Yeah.
The murder.
Nobody said he was murdered. How'd you know that?
Candy, what the fuck?
I'm just saying that I didn't have anything to do. I don't know why you guys are getting so upset about this.
No one accused you.
Well, it seems like you're all accusing me.
Yeah, because you got the fact.
I am now.
You know, Candy, I want to rap about you.
Oh, really?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I'll kick your ass.
Well, bring it on.
Lyrically.
Do it.
Somebody can start rapping, or...
We're just going to stare at each other.
We're just staring at each other. Candy, show me what you got.
It's intense.
Well, all right, Josh. I didn't want to bring this upon you, but I guess I'll have to. Here we go. My name is Candy, I don't know what to say. I think Jelly Beans was not okay. Jelly Beans was a racist, as everyone knows, and Josh is famous for his dumb toes.
Jesus.
He's not that Big great. Duck. He's not that good. And I don't want him in our neighborhood. I brought back a soul, but I don't like him much. And after this, I'm going to go get lunch.
Yes! Oh, my God.
Wow. Yes! Josh just Candy. Got bars dropped on
him. You killed it. That was for my turn, right?
No, yeah, that was... This is an independent... This is just a little special thing. Where this isn't part of your...
Private rap battle?
You ready for this, Candy?
Yeah, bring it on, bitch.
My name is Josh, and I'm here to say, I know you do this for work, but I'm not here to play. I'm a spirit. I'm risen from hell or heaven. I'm not doing that well. I'd say like a 7 out of 10. And when you brought me up from the grave, I was mad. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to save this whole rap battle. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to win. Hey, Candy, you're a demon full of sin.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Well, thank you for the compliment, but... That was pretty impressive, I have to say.
Provocative.
We have to... Candy, this isn't over.
Oh, isn't it?
No, we're...
I'll just send you back to hell.
You can send me back to hell, but I will just... I'll rap at you from hell.
Oh, no. I've made a terrible mistake.
And it'll sound like farts.
Yeah, it'll sound like farts.
As opposed to established, that's what rapping from hell sounds like.
Are we continuing this? Am I rapping again?
Rap again, round? Candy. Let's do it.
Oh, my God.
I don't give a shit about you anymore.
Oh, my God.
Did you call her Candace?
I would never call Candy Candace.
Nice. Only Candy's mother uses her full name.
Chelsea, I would never call Candy Candace. That's a claim that you make that is utterly outlandish. Her name is Candy. Oh. Like a desert, she's dry. She's sandy. And her raps, well, it's like she doesn't try. I mean, come in here in this huge cave of people. Ah, I don't like it. It's evil. Making you rap, fight each other, when just a little while ago, you were like brothers. That was until you betrayed me and Jelly Beans. And, well, Chelsea, you know what that means. I'm against you. And now with Keaton and Jibs, I'm going to make sure you get what you're given. Given doesn't rhyme with Jibs.
I don't understand why, but this is how it is. Your raps just sound like Dr. Seuss's jizz. I don't understand. The rapping's so bad, but, you know, I just can't be mad because you're not as great as I am at this. Have to leave you with this. I rapped that word twice, but it doesn't really matter because in the end, we're all just pitter-patter on the walls, with the rain against the windows of the soul and with the words of
mole.
Damn it, you've beaten me. You've bested me in rapping yes! battle.
Oh my god.
Unfortunately, unfortunately, I'll have to give you my position as eternal holder of this host of this show. So, you'll have to just stay here forever now.
Oh my god.
And, I get to leave and go eat lunch finally.
Whoa, joke's on you, Josh.
Oh boy. Hang on, something I don't get back to go back to hell and see Jelly Beans.
Unfortunately not, I'm sorry.
Josh, you fucked up.
Oh shit.
Never gonna see him.
I'm gonna go see Jelly Beans though. Sounds like a stand up guy.
Hang on, you're gonna have lunch in hell.
No, after that. I'm going to the subway.
Oh, in the cave?
All right, can you pick me up some cookies?
No.
He's so jelly bean cookies there. Those were his favorite.
Keaton, I know. All right.
Josh, take over for me. I'm leaving.
Yeah. All right, bye, Candy. Hey, guys. I guess I run this demon rap show now.
What a fucking weird turn of events.
Yeah.
Shit.
This is that.
Nice to have you back.
Well, thank you very much. All right, guys. You want to go ahead and you don't have to rap about Jelly Beans. You can just rap about whatever you want.
Oh, okay. Can Garrett rap for me again?
I mean, can Garrett rap for you again?
You mean, boy, can he?
Take it with Garrett.
I don't think he meant that.
All right. Here we go. My name is Garrett, and I'm here to say sorry about the legs comment earlier today.
Aww.
Also, sorry about your friend Jelly Beans.
Thank you, Garrett.
he was really cute, and part of the team.
Thank you. This is my favorite style of rap. This is apology rap.
That's my style.
I'm sorry, Jelly Beans. Who I am for real.
Keegan, is it going to be you or is it going to be Jibs?
I think I'm going to go. Jibs is kind of caught up at the moment.
He's sucking that dick again.
Oh, yeah, he's sucking his dick backstage.
Shit.
Hey, Chelsea. Hey, Garrett.
What's up?
Garrett's a bitch, you hear me? Hear what I'm saying, then know you should fear me. I do whatever I want. This is my podcast, motherfucker. And if you don't like it, talk to my trucker friend. He's big and he's strong and he'll beat you up. He's stronger than your dad and he doesn't give a fuck. Jelly Beans is dead, and that's kind of sad, but, you know, I'm really just happy we can talk to his dad. Josh is here hosting the rap show now, and it's kind of like the old days of the podcast. Wow.
Stop.
I miss podcasting with Josh ever since he went to hell. but you know, I hope Jelly Beans is down there and he's doing well.
Aww.
Thanks, that's my rap.
Aww.
That's really nice. I miss Candy, though, to be honest.
Yeah, I wonder when she's going to be done with lunch.
Yeah. No offense, Josh.
Well, you know, it's fine.
She just had a lot more experience than you at hosting.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I just got back from the bathroom.
Hey, Candy.
Oh, hey, Candy.
I was just saying how I missed you.
Aw, that's sweet.
Chelsea was just saying how she missed you.
Oh,
she
was like just talking about
how she missed you after dropping the most confused and apologetic bars I've ever heard in my whole life.
I thought you were going to say the sickest.
Well, ill, but, you know.
Yeah, the illest.
Well.
Well, here's what I was thinking. Keen, I liked your rap.
Thanks.
Chelsea, yeah. I thought the apology rap was avant-garde.
That was Garrett.
Yeah, but I'm talking to you. I refuse to address Garrett.
I'm sorry about earlier.
Well, just keep it to rap form, Garrett. Candy, I don't know how conventional this is. I think maybe instead of take 60 years off one, we just take 30 years off both their lives. Is that fair?
Yeah, I guess so.
Our pets?
Let me just... I'll just get our financial person in here for a minute. And you see this tall, lanky, shadowy, horrible monster with a potato sack over its head and glowing red eyes.
Ah!
And just, like, slowly, like... thrillers its way across the room and puts its hand on just right on top of their heads. Both
Oh, Jibs is on the stage now? I thought he was back there doing his thing.
His
the monster's arms slowly are just horrifyingly long.
Oh my god.
That makes sense, yeah.
Oh my god.
You hear like a flip of a switch and then like a vacuum noise and then you just see them rapidly aging.
Oh.
And then it stops and the thing like slinks away.
Oh.
So that's it for our show tonight, everyone.
Wait, Jibs looks very drained. Not like he's older or sicker or something.
He just did jack off.
Right, that's what I was saying. He looks like he's lost a lot of liquid. He needs to hydrate.
Yeah.
God damn it. Wait, am I also old or just the pets?
Just the pets.
Just the pets.
Oh, okay. Hello, it's me, Garrett.
Oh, how old was Garrett before?
37.
So Garrett is now 67. Keaton, how old is Jibs now?
In horse years or in human years?
Amalgamate the two. Let's compromise.
Oh, like an average?
Yeah.
No, add them together. Yeah. Like Josh's type of compromise.
Yeah.
It's just the sum.
I mean, bare minimum, he's 60, but... if you add them together, I think he's more like 87.
Ooh.
Everyone's age ends in 7 in this universe.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, because Hank's son was 47.
Right. Yeah. Follows.
How about that?
How about that? Okay.
How about that?
I just want to say really quick that the listeners should vote for Garrett to get him off the island, because Garrett said that really offensive thing about not having legs being whacked. And he apologized for it, but he still said it.
I mean,
you know, I got caught up in the atmosphere of the diss rap. And...
More, I got caught up in the atmosphere and accidentally said the F word.
Was it a heated rapping moment, Garrett? Is that what you're saying?
This is fucking PewDiePie now. Fuck. Yeah. No one's Garrett, gonna vote for
Garrett
him.
Garrett is the PewDiePie of rap.
Well, honestly, I still think that the people are gonna like him better than Jibs, and Jibs has only been skating by because of his immunity. Boom. Deal with that, Keaton.
Win more games, Chelsea.
You know what? I have been strategic.
I do have to say, I mean, Garrett has somehow made it through the most votes. Garrett has been in every vote and survived.
Wait, yeah,
I'm
Chelsea
surprised
never got,
about that, honestly.
Chelsea, Garrett never got punished, but you also never won a round.
It
could
think
be said
true.
That Garrett just sucked.
Chelsea got really close before, though.
Guys, I guess thanks for coming to this show, which I now host. You know, Candy, do you want to have the show back? Because I miss jelly beans. I want to go back to hell.
Bring back Candy.
Only if you relinquish the title of best rapper ever to me.
Well, I'd have to lose in a rap battle against you. So
no, you can just give it to me.
No.
No, I think I'd have to lose in a rap battle against you, Candy.
Yeah. It's funny how Candy really loves forcing people to rap, and then the moment she's forced to rap, it's all...
I'm just... I'm scared. I'm afraid that I'm going to lose again.
All right, Candy, I'll start you off. My name is Josh, and I'm here to say I want Candy back on the show today. I don't want to host this show anymore. I want to go to hell where life isn't a bore. I won't miss my little boy, Jelly Beans. He really is the pet of my dreams. I was sad when he died. He was voted out. That really made me scream and shout. Candy, please have back your show. I gotta go.
I love when rap songs end with, I gotta go.
Really good.
Well, I'm Candy, and I'm here to say I accept your offer, and, you know, that's okay. I know I'm not the greatest rapper, as we've all clearly seen, but I might just be the greatest rapper without a peen. So, let's all just move on with our lives today, because I want to get my show back from this stupid ghost motherfucker.
Hang on. No, there's no need to call me stupid, Candy.
Candy got him.
I would just like to acknowledge the implication in Candy's rap that if you don't have a penis, you can't be the greatest rapper.
I stand by that.
That's not what I said.
Well, you said you're not the greatest rapper, but you're the best one, implying that... all right, you know what? I give up. You can.
No, that's not true. Because I said I might not be the greatest rapper. If Josh is the greatest rapper, then I might be the greatest rapper without a peen.
I get it, Candy.
Candy,
we don't know that. Wait, we don't know that Josh has a peen. Josh, show him.
Let me just. let me just say one thing.
What, Josh?
Candy, if I understand what you mean is you can't rap regardless of whether you have a penis. I think we've all seen that the skills are here, and they're simply, with you, not there.
Well, if you want to keep going, then I guess I'm game. I'm not going to throw in the towel, because I'm not lame. I've got some more rhymes that I've kept in my pocket. My rhymes are like a giant motherfucking rocket. They'll fly across the sky and burn through your soul, and it'll deteriorate, and...
Burn a hole,
yes.
Yeah, kid.
And after that's done, then I'll be all right. I'll come back on my show and I'll host it tonight.
All right. You know what, Candy? You win. The show is yours again.
Great! I'm the greatest rapper ever!
You're definitely the greatest rapper ever. I'm going to go back to hell and hang out with Jelly Beans. Guys, good luck with this dragon, whoever ends up fighting it.
Yeah, thanks. Cue Tom Petty.
before we do cue Tom Petty, I want to remind everyone to take a look at this link on Twitter, on the Punish Picnic Twitter, Punish_picnic, sorry. Go vote on the poll underneath. No one is immune this time, so the survival is between Garrett and Jibs.
Vote for Garrett. I mean, vote.
You heard it from Chelsea first.
Vote for Garrett, shit. Baby.
Shit. Vote for Garrett.
No. vote for Jibs.
Keep to your message.
Garrett to win.
I'm with Chelsea on this one. Vote for Garrett.
Yeah, I think we're all agreed. Vote for Garrett.
All right, beautiful.
Happy 420, right. Babies.
Yeah, happy 420.
Oh, happy 420.
Blaze it.
I'm smoking a big weed right now.
I can't believe I stole the 420 episode from you guys. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. I was also in this recording when it was 420 on 420.
Whoa.
So I missed it and I didn't even say anything, which I'm kind of disappointed about, but
well, you're at least smoking weed, right?
Bad news.
Oh no.
Is this the one episode where you didn't smoke weed? Oh.
Chelsea.
Oh. All right, bye, guys.
Gooby. All right, you guys, I'm just going to do a mic check really quick, if you don't mind.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
pleasant surprise.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus, and America too. She's a good girl, crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and a boyfriend too. It's a long day, living in Reseda, there's a free way running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. Now I'm free. I'm free falling. Yeah, I'm free.
Is my mic sounding okay?
Yeah, that was great.
Thank you to my brother Cooper on guitar. Cooper, say hi to the people.
Hello.
I thought you were gonna do a pretend voice.
No, that's him. That is.
That
him.
Was real.
Oh. Yeah, I'm not the same person. I'm a different person. I'm a Cooper.
Sort of.
That was beautiful.
Well,